When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello there, welcome to part two of episode 76 of FBL Black Box. I hope you enjoy part one. In this part, Az and I will be looking at our teams with 1 week to go before the Fantasy Premier League kickoff and answering some questions from the community. You join us just as Az starts showing us his game week one lineup.
Okay, so this is my 4-4-2 draft, which I've actually been on for a little while now. So I've swapped out Raya for Sanchez. So Sanchez is now my preferred 4.5, I think. Nice and dull.
Sanchez, oh my God. Oh yeah. Dearie me.
I mean, it's Sanchez or Raya. I'm just a bit worried about Raya's appeal, given that Brentford have been terrible and this new goalkeeper who's actually supposed to be really, I think he's from Lazio. He's supposed to be like absolutely excellent. Yeah. So yeah, little bit worried about that. It's Trent, Cancelo, Dean and Gabriel. You purely down to you on the Gabriel shout. You talked me into him last week by talking about the set piece threat and how poor Leicester and Palace are. So he's in. So it's 2 5 million defenders. And then it's Salah, Diaz, Kulusevski, Neto, and then Gabriel Jesus has come in because I'm boring. And it's Haaland over Kane. So, I mean, it's fairly template, but there's a couple of players that not many, too many people have got. Not seeing too many Deans, not seeing too many Gabriels, not seeing any Kulusevskis. But yeah, pretty dull, pretty template, but a couple of.
I think Dean and Kulusevski are the variables, right? Not many players are going to have those two. Kulusevski is fine game week one because Richarlison suspended. Are you worried about that beyond that though?
I've been really, really, really trying to work out if Richarlison affects Kulusevski. And the more I think about it, the more I just can't really see how he does. Richarlison, I mean, Kulusevski is at risk anyway. I mean, he was at risk last season. You know, they've got Moura there, they've got options at wing back, they can change things around and stuff. I'm not saying he's a nailed on 90 minute player, but I'm just not sure Richarlison really will have that much of an impact on him. He's not going to play on the right, Richarlison. So it'll be Kulusevski coming off and then probably a change in shape for Spurs. But then it's difficult to know how that works because Son and Richarlison are both left-sided players. Yeah, I don't know. The more I think that I want to see it in action, but I think Kulusevski with Southampton at home in the first game, definitely going to start. If he has a good game in that, and I think he will play the majority of matches for Spurs. Mm. Particularly early on, you know, Richarlison kind of bedding in, and I'm expecting Spurs to get off to a good start. So it gives me two 8 million midfielders in Diaz and Kulusevski, and I think Kulusevski is massively being overlooked now, and I think he could be an option.
Yeah, I mean, if I was picking top three differentials for game week one, Kulusevski would probably be in there because I think he is very overlooked, and his consistency, particularly at home, was really strong, wasn't it?
7% ownership.
Yeah, so if you're backing a Spurs win, which most are. And I'm probably back in a win by 2 to 3 goals, then you think returns are likely. And he could actually turn out to be the biggest returner of the three, of Kane, Son and Kulusevski. He could be the one. So I think it's a good move for game week one. I just think that, you know, you'll be worried about team sheets within a couple of weeks, the only thing.
But like we've said, it's not a huge amount of weeks to really have to worry about. If he's out of the team by game week four, the wild card's probably going to be playing in game week 5 or 6 anyway.
And you've got Andreas and Nico anyway, right? He's going to come off the bench at least, isn't he? So even if he doesn't start, he's going to get 20 minutes. The only thing I look at there, though, is like there is Saka and Mount. I prefer Saka. I would probably go Saka over Kulusevski.
See, I prefer Odegaard over Saka. That's the way I'm leaning with that as well. Yeah.
So I like Odegaard, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the chat doesn't like Dean.
No. Well, I don't like Dean either. I don't know why you wouldn't go Walker or, you know, I mean, what's wrong with Walker game week one? Because, I mean, like, well, they're not signing Cucurella yet.
Cucurella
is
going to sign that. You talk about her. I mean, I like Villa's first couple of games. You know, they've got Bournemouth in the first game, Everton then next, Palace in game week three, I think, from a defensive point of view. Those are three decent games. And at 3% ownership. 3% ownership. That's what I like. I mean, cash is obviously there, much higher, 20% ownership. But out of the two, it's that kind of backing against effective ownership thing that we talked about earlier. I think Dean is another kind of under the radar pick. He's been good to me, Dean, which is why I think I like him. But I know he's hurt a lot of people over the years.
Yeah, I think there's 5 million options better. I think, you know, I mean, you've got Gabriel, so you're not going to go Zinchenko, but there's Trippier as well that I think is probably stronger. Fixtures, he has got Liverpool, City in the first five, Trippier, that's the only issue. But going at one, he could do that. And to be honest, even against tough opposition, he's got set pieces. You can argue Dino has as well, but I think Newcastle are a bit stronger defensively than Villa at the moment. That's my take on it, but it is a very hot take based on nothing really other than a bit of pre-season.
They're the best takes.
We just don't know, do we? So I don't think anyone can say Dean is wrong. I just think there's one or two ahead of him for me. And I would probably go Saka over Kulusevski myself. But that's because I'm obviously considering Son and Kane. So. Neto, where do you stand on Neto following the Jimenez injury?
I think it probably makes him a slightly worse option, but I still think he's by far the pick of the sub 6 million midfielders. He's going to be playing up front. He's had a pretty decent preseason. Wolves have got good fixtures. He's 5-5 in midfield. What else do you want? You know, I prefer him up top with Jimenez, because we saw last year Jimenez dropping deep and letting players kind of run off him. But I think with the fixtures Wolves have got, I still like him. Not sold? Yeah,
I like him. I don't like Wolves. And I think things aren't great at Wolves. Right, off the pitch, I don't think. I mean, they've made one sign in so far this season, that's Collins. They've let Silva go out on loan. I didn't understand why they had to do that. Why did they let Fabio Silva go out on loan? Right, they kept him last season when he was a year with, you know, he was less experienced last year than he's going to be this season, obviously, right? If anything, you'd think this would be the season they would bring him in more, and they send him out on loan, right? Surely last season was the season
I think they just don't really like him.
Okay, fine. Then surely when you send Fabio Silva out on loan, you've got to get a striker, right?
Yeah.
They haven't got any backup to Jimenez.
They've got Juan.
They haven't got any backup to Jimenez and they've left it, and now Jimenez has got the injury. When really, the minute they send, you don't send Silva out on loan and not already have a striker lined up to come in, do you? Surely, yeah, normally the trigger to send a player out on loan is we've got a player coming in.
Yeah, yeah.
But they didn't. They send him out on loan, didn't bring anyone in, and now they're in trouble. And that just tells me that something's wrong. Like, something's wrong at that club for that to happen. Someone's not done their job, or they can't get money together to buy a striker. Because, you know, we don't know what it is, but to me that makes me worried about Wolves and the confidence that they will go into the season with. Yeah, pre-season's been all right, but you can't judge anything on pre-season. So I am really worried about Wolves.
I know
some Wolves fans who think they're going to be in trouble next year.
My counter argument is that in the first six games, they play two promoted teams, Fulham and Bournemouth, and they play Leeds and Southampton.
Yeah.
So I mean, that is four of the worst teams in the league, really.
Well,
and he's 5-5. You don't need a goal a game.
Yeah,
you need a couple of returns across those games.
He is, in my team, the one I'm least convinced about. And actually, he's the only player who's not in a top team. Like, you've got Dina, but outside of Dina and, okay, you've got Sanchez as well. But most of your players are, eight of your players are in top six teams. In fact, in one of my teams, I've got 10 of my 11 in top teams. Neto, the only one who's not in a top team. So not surprisingly, he's the one I'm going, I want to get rid of.
Position though, I like him. Yeah. I still like
Do
him.
You?
Yeah, I still like him.
I don't know. I think he's a great player.
He's an out of position, 5.5 million midfielder with great fixtures over the first six. What more do you want?
Well, you want Wolves to go into the season with three or four signings and a bit of confidence and feeling like everyone's looking forward to the season.
They'll have to get
and
someone.
They're not.
Yeah.
Well, they're leaving it late now, aren't they? They've got a week. Whoever they get in now is not going to play in game week one. So,
Hwang up top.
I just think if you're a Wolves fan and you're looking at that, oh, we've just let our reserve striker go out on loan, and then you don't sign a forward, and then your only forward gets injured, aren't you going, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
You do. I mean, So
I do agree. I mean, I don't think Wolves are going to have a particularly good season. I don't really like them either, but purely from a FPL midfield 5.5 perspective, there isn't anyone better than Neto.
I mean, you have to
Gordon,
go up.
You know, yeah. Up to six, even at six. I mean, you've got Lingard. I don't know how he's going to start. Martinelli's questions over his minutes.
Oh, you. I think finding the. I mean, I'd be tempted to not have Dina go a 4-5 and go Neto to Martinelli.
I'm happy with Neto. I'm going to back him. I'm going to back the bandwagon that is emerging. Right. Do you want to see my second team, or do you want to go?
No. Throw your second team out.
Okay, so this is my second team. This is like the more exciting version, because I do appreciate this one is quite boring. This is a five at the back with the five most attacking defenders in the league. So this is like, because I love the attacking defenders. So this is go for it for the attackers. So this has got Ramsdale in goal, not Sanchez, and then Trent, Robertson, Cancelo, Perisic, because he is a holic, that guy. If he does start for Spurs, he's going to be wild. He's going to be, I'd say,
shoeaholic, did you say?
A shoeaholic.
Well, he likes his trainers.
He probably does. Footballers do like their shoes, don't they? But he's a wild pick, Perisic. It kind of excites me, because you don't know if he's not going to start, if he's going to come off at 58 minutes, he could bang in a brace, who knows?
Yeah.
And then it's Chilwell. So that's the five. So Chilwell could obviously be James, but Chilwell, again, backing against the ownership, I like him. And then it's Salah, Madison. I mean, Madison could be any of the 8 millions. Odegaard, who we've talked about, and Neto, and then Haaland up top. So 5-4-1. No real weak. I mean, this, you talk about top sides. I mean, say you made Madison, Mount, or Mahrez. There's only one player here from a non-top six side, which is Neto. It does excite me. I can't lie.
I like it.
It's an exciting team, and it could well be what I do end up going with. I'd love for Perisic to get some minutes in the next few games. And
you need to see Perisic start. Mm. You need to see Perisic start at the weekend, not just come off the bench. He needs to start. And because I'm looking at him as well, if he's one of those, I don't want to go into this weekend thinking, oh, the events of this weekend are going to change all my thinking. I want to avoid doing that. I want to kind of stay as faithful as I can to the couple of teams I've got. But there is a couple of players that you just think, well, if I see that though, you know, if Lingard plays against Valencia for Forest and looks good, I would think, I want to get him in. If Perisic turns up and starts for Spurs, I'll be going,
well, that's it. Yeah, he can turn.
There's a few players. Quickly. There's a few players like that who I think would sway me. So I like it. I love the Odegaard pick. I think Odegaard's going to have more end product. I think more goals, more assists. I think he's going to take a leap up. The only issue there is you've got Martinelli and Saka, who are very good options. Mm. Odegaard, though, is certain to start. Martinelli isn't. So,
I mean, I'd much rather have Odegaard than Rashford at the same price.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sold on Rashford at all. Maybe I am kind of biased about that, but I just think with the fixtures Arsenal have got, I think Arsenal are going to be a team on the up this season. I'm liking what I'm seeing from them. I think, you know, this new, if Vieira, isn't it, who's come in in midfield, I think that boosts Odegaard, pushes him further up, means he can kind of operate in a more of an 8 or into the 10, getting closer to the box on the free kicks. I just think I can't see any way in which he doesn't take a step up this season and be more involved in the final sort of killer balls and having more shots and everything. So, yeah.
What I've seen pre-season is the front three and Odegaard are linking really well. Like the movement of the front three, particularly Martinelli and Jesus with Odegaard. Saka's been all right pre-season. Still think he's the most reliable. But I really like the way Odegaard's linking up with them in pre-season. Mm. And I think the thing of Odegaard, he's a player to get on. I wouldn't consider him unless Arsenal in really good form. When Arsenal are in really good form, Odegaard is a player to consider. With Saka, he can get you something when Arsenal aren't playing particularly well, right? I think Odegaard, you need the team to be purring for him to get points. And I think I think they're going to start in really good form,
yeah,
based on what I've seen pre-season. It's just, I don't know. Again, don't I can only speculate on what I've seen. I don't really know because there's no data. I'm just seeing things with the eye test.
It would be classic Arsenal to lose to Palace in the first game, though, wouldn't it?
Just... I don't think it's an easy game.
No, it's not.
I don't think it's an easy game. But yeah, but I like Odegaard. I think, no, I like this team. And I think you've got to ask yourself, like I'm asking myself now, right? I'm in my whatever season. Right? Did you say General's in his 21st season or something like that?
Is he? He's played since...
Yes, crazy. I'm in my 16th season, I think, right now. And yes, I do this podcast. And yes, I don't want to come on here with a 3-4 million rank. Right? Ideally, I mean, it's not... Wouldn't be the end of the world, but I want to have a good season. But at the same time, I want to enjoy the season. I didn't really enjoy last season. I thought for several reasons, one of them being the Salah perma-captain. So I'm not going to put myself in a situation. I don't think I want to put myself in a situation where I'm forever making decisions based on fear next season. Because I think last season I captained Salah 17 times and often I did it out of fear, not because he was always the best pick. And I think if I got Salah this season, I'd do it again, which is why my team is not going to have him probably. Right? Yeah, put it up. So I've decided to just do that just to see what happens, right? Because I don't think I've got anything to prove to anybody. I know I had a bad season last season, but I don't think anyone's going to, you know, maybe people are already saying I'm over the hill, but I don't really care. I mean, I want to come on.
If that beats
you
again, Mark, you're out.
Yeah, I'm out and that's it. So I've decided I'm going to do things a bit different this season and try and play without fear being a factor. So I've got two teams, both without Salah at the moment. This is my first one. I don't think this has changed much from last week. Or it has. It's gone from a 5 at the back to a 4 at the back. And the reason why I've done that is what I referred to earlier about. I think the early bandwagons are likely to be in midfield. I think, you know, I fear that I'm going to miss a Bailey or a Rashford, right? And need to get on them quick. And I think, I don't need to, but I want to. And I think having 5 in midfield gives you the best chance to go on to that. But I may well switch back. We'll see. But at the moment, I'm going Edison, Cancelo, Trent, Gabriel, Robertson, Martinelli, Son, Diaz, Neto, Saka, Kane. The captaincy, I haven't decided yet. It could be, it's obviously between Kane and Son. I don't know which way I'm going to go yet. I like that team. It hasn't changed too much from last week. And I'm not set on it, but I'm set on a lot of those players. I think, I'll tell you the players that aren't going to move now. Cancelo, Trent, Robertson, Martinelli, Son, Diaz, Saka and Kane are all going to stay, I think. I would have thought. So the rest is still in flux. So I'm at the moment, it's probably 3 spots in flux and whether I go 5-4-1 or 4-5-1 is still in flux. Not too many decisions yet to be made, I wouldn't have thought. I think that's healthy at this point.
Mm.
So yeah, I'm set on about 7 or 8 of those players. I think that's okay. But I don't want to be going into that situation on Friday. I want to be either set on my full 11 or maybe one player or maybe the captaincy. I don't want to be going into Friday with, I could be going 3 or 4 players different, ideally. Right. So let's bring up the second team.
I'll give my thoughts on those Salah in a minute as well.
Oh, right. Do you want to? Yeah, well, he's in. No, he's not in the next team either.
Go for your second one. I'll talk about it in a second.
Yeah, obviously my bench on that one was Olsen. It could be any formula in key, but I'll probably change that. Nico, Archer and Plange, the 2-4-5 forwards. I don't expect to call on my 2 forwards very much, but Nico will be all right after a few weeks, I think. But yeah, the second team, still waiting for that to come up on YouTube because of the lag. And it's up now. So this is a change. Not totally set on Edison, but I am set on having 2 City defenders. Either Edison and Cancelo, or in, as I'm shown in this team, Cancelo and Walker. So this team is Ramsdale, Cancelo, Trent, Walker, Robertson, Martinelli, Son, Diaz, Lingard, Neto, Saka and Kane. So what I've done there is free up 0-5 to get rid of Neto for Lingard. And I've got that 0-5 by going Edison to Ramsdale and swapping Gabriel and Walker. So I've still got the Arsenal cover. I've still got the 2 City defenders, but I've swapped the personnel. I quite like Ramsdale. I mean, I'm either going to go Ramsdale or Edison in goal. I'm not going to go down to a 4-5. Mm. It's either one of those two. I don't mind Walker early on. I think Cucurella would have to come in tomorrow to factor in the first couple of games. Because I think Pep, as we know, eases players in. I just don't see him signing Cucurella and throwing him in game week 2, 3 or maybe 4. Right. So I think Walker's good for the start of the season.
I really hope we keep Cucurella.
You might. I mean, you might. I think it might even go up to the window. Might go right up to deadline. Yeah. So I don't think City are going to look elsewhere yet. I think that if that wrangle goes on, it could rumble on for well into the, you know, up against the end of the window. So I think Walker's all right. But yeah, that. So this is a possible team. The other thing I'm looking at is going back to five at the back, and Perisic being a factor in that, because I do like him. So if I saw him start at the weekend and him to be into my mind, I would consider going five at the back again. And then Andreas would come in for Lingard and I'd spend more. Nico would go to Perisic maybe, a 5-5 in this kind of setup. So yeah, again, the core is set, I think. And I am probably going to start without Salah. I'm weakening by the moment, aren't I? Now it will.
You are. You are starting without Salah. You've posted it on Twitter. Come on this podcast. There's no backing out now.
Yeah. No, I think it's all right. I mean, like, so I don't. And that's not because I think Salah's going to flop. And it's not because I think Son is necessarily going to outscore Salah in game week one. It's more that mentally, I don't want to just have Salah sitting there as my captain week in, week out. And yeah, I know people are going to captain Haaland game week two, but if he flops against Bournemouth, say he gets an assist and they win 4-0 and he gets an assist and he goes off after an hour or whatever, you're going to go, well, I'm captaining Salah now every week until Haaland shows me more. And then I just don't want to do that. I don't want to. I think the captaincy is something that I want to play with this year. I want to enjoy the captaincy. And I didn't really enjoy it last year. 17 times captaining Salah. It was very dull. And I just, you know, I think the captaincy is such a key decision. I want it to count for me. And so often you're captaining Salah and going, yes, Salah returned. Oh, it doesn't really mean anything, but at least I didn't lose rank. It's like, I don't know. I don't necessarily want that. And I know the flip side is, oh, bugger, I haven't even got Salah and he's absolutely destroyed me, but I'll take that on the chin. I'm willing to have a go at it anyway. There you go. Say what you like.
Well, my opinion is unchanged. I think Salah is just needed. If the games were worse to start the season, I would say there's a case, but the fact is they play their first 7 games are all probably going to be quite comprehensive wins. Fulham, Palace, United, Bournemouth, Newcastle, Everton, Wolves. Like they're all potential 3 plus goal matches. The fact Liverpool have got a new look side. Salah's the consistent one. I don't need to go on about the kind of merits of him. I mean, the problems with your structure is that you can't move for him. I can't see any way. If you lock in this team, that's it. You're not getting him in unless you
are. If I go Edison's that 1 million bank, right? So I look at that and go, if I really need to move to Salah, I'd have to do it in 2 moves. Yeah, of course. But Edison's the 1 million, isn't it? That's why I would go Edison to a 4 or 5 earlier than the wildcard.
You're most likely going to be moving for a City attacker in game week 2. So that's game week 2. Yeah. That's game week 2 out.
I'm not going to panic. If Salah gets a hat-trick at Fulham, I'm not going to go, I've got to get him. Because it wouldn't be unexpected that he would do something like that. I'm kind of doing it with knowing that could happen. I'm not sitting here thinking, oh no, I'm absolutely certain Salah's not going to do well. I'm not doing that. I'm going thinking, Salah's going to do well. It's going to hurt me, but I'll try and compensate in other ways. And I think I'll enjoy it.
They've got two promoted teams in the first 4 weeks.
Yeah.
I know it's
crazy, right? But it depends on how you want to play, doesn't it? Right? I just don't want to. I know every week we'll be doing black box. I'll be going, who's your captain? You'll be going Salah, right? And I'll be going, well, I don't know who it's going to be. It could be
Lingard.
It could be, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to have Lingard captain, but I'm always going to have two heavy hitters, and it's going to be one of those two. And I'll see how it goes. And then wildcard game week 5 or 6. And then if I have to get Salah, because otherwise I'm going to plunge to like 5 million or something, then maybe I'll move then.
But, I know what you're saying. I remember when you went against Aguero a few years ago. That went well for you, didn't it?
I don't even remember. This is my point. This is my point. I don't even remember, right? So does it really matter? And it's like, we'll see what happens. And I think in a way...
This is amazing. Does it even matter? You're having a breakdown before the season's even started.
I think, and you know, Luke would say the best way of winning it is to do things like this, right? So if anything, I'm starting with a strategy that's more likely to win it because I'm not jumping on Salah and captaining him every week, which is what the majority are going to do. Now, it probably will go wrong, but there's a chance it won't. There's a chance that Son outscores him and I captain Son every week and I do really well. I don't know. Nobody knows. It's likely that the odds are stacked against me based on what we've seen. But equally, Son and Kane have looked good and they've been good under Conte. And if I've got one of those as my captain and others are jumping on Salah every week, then maybe it will work out. Yeah. I don't know.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not like massively slating it. It's not for me at all. I think it's incredibly risky. But yeah, it is about kind of, you know, trying to do things a bit different and you could be the person who is in the kind of top 1K or you could be 6 million. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
It's going to be exciting.
Yeah. I think that's probably the way, I don't know. We'll see. And I think it'll make for a more interesting season. And I think perhaps I'm in a luxurious position where I can do this and it's not going to it's not going to be the end of the world. I'm not making a living out of FPL where I've got to go on YouTube every day and go, oh, here's my team and I'm ranked 5 million in the world. If I was doing that, if I was Slippers, if I was Focal, if I was Mate, I probably wouldn't be doing this because I couldn't risk it. Then, because my credibility would be in question and that's I make a living out of it. I don't do that anymore. I can have fun with this game and this is my 16th, 17th season. So let's give it a go and see where it takes me.
All these are such good sound bites for later on in 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. I mean, if people who are not playing FBL before, if you're in your first season, I'm not advising you do this. I would advise getting Salah, right? Because that is definitely the safest low risk option and then build from a solid start, etc. Right? That's what I would advise doing. But I've just decided, no, I'm gonna go for it differently. Because I didn't enjoy that no decision captaincy that I suffered a lot last season. And it might be that I have to move to him with the wild card and then I go back where I end up in that anyway. But let's give it 5 or 6 weeks and see what happens is my take on it. I will say that I'm in New York on a rooftop watching Liverpool play Wolves at 3 o'clock UK time. That'll be what, 7 o'clock US time, maybe a bit later. So I'm in New York on a rooftop. If Salah's done damage to me till then and he gets a hat trick against Wolves, I can just throw myself off the roof. So it's fine.
Bloody hell, that's taking a dark
turn. I don't know how Billy would get home, but, at least I'd have ended it all. No, I obviously wouldn't do that. But you know what I mean? It's like, I do look at it and think, it's going to be an absolute disaster and I'm going to be in New York watching Salah bang a hat trick and I'm going to be sitting there surrounded by FBL fans with Billy going, Dad, are you all right? And I'll be like, I just need a little rest.
I just love that one minute you're light and breezy, I'm going to play differently and the next you're planning your own suicide.
That's how we roll on FBL Black Box now, I'm not planning anything as such, but that's very dark of me. You know what I mean? What's the worst that can happen? The worst that can happen is I'm on here a few weeks looking silly. It wouldn't be the first time. What do you think? No, the best thing that happened is Son and Kane fly. And
no, I mean
like,
for me.
Oh, okay.
From your perspective,
thanks very nice. Thanks very much.
Thanks very nice. Yeah,
fair enough.
Yeah. It's late. You can tell it's late.
I'm delirious. Yeah. Anyway, good. There we go.
We can either call it there or we've got a couple of questions we could rattle through. We could probably rattle through them quite quickly. If you want to.
There's 1,400 watching, so that's really nice. Hit the like and subscribe at this point, I guess. 1,400. Thanks for sticking with us all this time and listening to me rant on about...
I think it does show when people do like the stream, the numbers do jump up. It just shows that the algorithm likes it when people like the stream. So that is why we kind of encourage people to like it.
I think people have gone on Twitter and go, Mark's making a fool of himself. You've got to watch this.
Oh, basically. Yeah. That's probably quite likely. Yeah. Right, let's take a couple of questions. We don't normally take super chats on the main show, but we have had one, so we'll do that. But that's not an encouragement to do them because we won't normally answer them. But we'll do kind of short answers, right? We won't do big discussions, will? Because I've got some other ones on another screen. Omkar Pereb says, Haaland and Kulusevski or Kane and Mahrez? Good question.
Haaland and Kulusevski or Kane and Mahrez? Yeah. I think it much depends on what we see in the Community Shield, I think here. I think if Mahrez starts and looks decent, I would probably go Kane and Mahrez.
Assuming they all start... Let's say they all start game weeks 1 and 2. Which 2 would you pick? I'd go Haaland and Kulusevski, I think.
Would you? Yeah. I think it depends what we see from Haaland.
Mm.
Right? If he looks like he's settled and he looks like he's going to be getting lots of opportunities, then yeah, probably. But it's a big if, isn't it? So I think you can't make that decision until you've seen something of the way City are going to set up with Haaland. I don't think we've seen anywhere near enough yet. And I don't know if Haaland's going to start game week one yet. So I think in a way, right now, I would say Mahrez is most likely to start, more likely to start than Haaland. So we need a bit more information.
Yeah. I mean, my draft earlier had Kulusevski and Haaland. So I think it shows. I could have had Kane. Yeah.
Okay.
I think, okay. So these are some questions from Twitter. So again, if you haven't followed FPL Black Box on Twitter, you missed out because you could have asked a question. I took all the questions that people asked. So you could have had a free one. Yeah, let's go quick answers on these. At FPO underscore Ronnie, Martinelli, Rashford or Grealish?
Martinelli, Rashford or Grealish? Mm-hmm. Martinelli.
Interesting. I'd go Grealish. I'd back him in the first couple of games. I'm not sold on Rashford and yeah, I could keep saying
that. What's Martinelli done wrong?
I mean, I love Martinelli. Don't get me wrong, but I think there are massive concerns about Smith Rowe. More than ever, I think he could easily play. And I think with Jesus being able to operate kind of across the different places, it's, I don't know, there's just a bit more, because Jesus isn't going to take Saka's place on the right. So could we see him maybe moving to the left? I don't know, maybe it's overthinking it. I think Martinez a good option, but I would pick Grealish out of those three.
He's definitely going to get subbed in every game. You know, he's going to get limited to 65 minutes probably, even when he starts. So he's not long-term, but I think in the short term, yeah. Arsenal looks so good at the moment and what I've seen that I favour him right now.
Yep. At MBison22, things aren't right at Chelsea. Tuchel's been critical of his players in pre-season. Isn't even sure if they've got enough defenders to play back five. Does this mean that Mendy, James and Chilwell are a hard avoid? You didn't have him in any of your sides, any Chelsea defenders, I don't think. I had Chilwell with my big at the back one. But yeah, definitely going off them a little bit.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't think they're essential at all. I think they're definitely a wild card, wait and see. I mean, if they're going to play four at the back, then how far forward are Chilwell and James going to be? And I think they are going to start with four at the back. I do, until they've got another defender in that is good enough to allow them to switch systems. So Chilwell's got Alonso as a threat. I know he's not much of a threat, but Alonso could play one in four, one in five, which would be really annoying because it's likely to be a weaker team he comes in for. So I don't think, and Mendy, I prefer Ramsdale at 5 million, to be honest.
Yeah.
So, no, I think they're not hard to avoid, but it's not the end of the world if you go for one of them. But I don't think they're anywhere near the status they were a couple of weeks ago.
No, when I agree.
You know, when it looked like Chelsea were going to get the two centre-backs sign-ins through the door, and they haven't. They've only got the one. So, yeah. And Tuchel's comments did worry me.
Me too. I think fixtures are, I mean, Everton and in game week one, Leeds in game week three, and Southampton in game week five. They are really nice fixtures. But I was 100% sure I was going to start with one of James or Chilwell. Now I'm much less sure. FPL Grey Hair asks, why does Neto look like Nasser Chadli in the thumbnail?
Because he's a trap, just like Nasser Chadli.
That's a good answer. Yeah. That's a good answer. Yeah. He does actually look a lot like him, if you just put it on the screen now. Yeah, he does look a lot like him. Don't even answer it, though. League code. Yeah, I've read the league code earlier. It's on the screen. It is 3V7DQ9. How's that?
Very good. Thank you. Very good.
Bowen. Is Bowen being overlooked at week L? Haven't seen him in a single team. It's the 8.5 price tag, isn't it? That's the problem. Should have made him 8.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a problem. And obviously the City fixture, game week one. And I think there were a couple of players I think are overlooked because of fixtures. Zaha's the other. Right? I think if you end up being forced to play your wild card early, like say you did something mad, like you didn't go Salah, and then you have to play the wild card, like you'd be an idiot. But if you have done that, then players like Bowen and Zaha are pretty good to get on early. Because, you know, if people are going to play the wild card five or six, you might be able to pick up some early returns because actually, after the first couple of games, their fixtures aren't that bad. Palace is really turned around. West Ham's get better as well. And Bowen and Saha, I think, are very strong midfield options who are very strong differentials, probably just not in game week one. So, yeah, I think he is overlooked. The only trouble with Bowen is that West Ham go into Europe, you know, after five game weeks. I think it is Europe comes in and then West Ham have got the new striker in though, so they should have enough to rest players in European games in the early stages. So hopefully that doesn't affect Bowen too much. So definitely overlooked. And definitely, if I was playing a wild card really early, he'd be on my list to bring in.
Yeah. He got like, what, was it 30 goal involvements or nearly 30 goal involvements last season? It was something.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was, ridiculous. 17 goals and 11 assists or something.
I mean, it's like absolutely that. Unbelievable. Like, is he going to hit 206 points again? Yeah, 19 goal involvements he got last season. Absolutely crazy. And he missed a chunk as well from injury. But yeah,
19 goal involvements, more than
29.
I
said 29, didn't I?
Yeah. No, you said 19. You took 10 off it. You robbed him of 10 goal involvements.
One of us is delirious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, being overlooked, but I think probably sensibly at the start, but definitely going to be a factor for us, I think, at some point.
Yeah.
At FPL Witty Name, who's in the chat, what do you think of triple City defence and Kane versus Haaland and double City defence? Triple City defence, bit inflexible, isn't it?
Yeah, it is because you've got to think that Haaland or De Bruyne could go off to the point where you really want them, and then you've got to get rid of a City defender, haven't you? And I mean, I'm going in with two. I wouldn't go in with three though, because I mean, while it could deliver for you, I think there's a high chance you're going to want a City attacker at some point, and then you're faced with having to make the two transfers. So I just wouldn't do it. Haaland and a double City defence. If you really need to go Haaland, going with one, which I don't think you do.
Yeah, I agree. Foden. Is Foden being overlooked from at @FPL_shenanigans? Again, I think he is, but this time I think, good reason, right? We don't know his role in the team. He hasn't had a pre-season. There's other good options at City in Grealish and Morris.
He hasn't had a pre-season is the biggest thing, isn't it? 50 minutes he's had, I think, so far. And even when he is going to be in rotation with Mahrez and Grealish, isn't he? Like, those three are going to move, I would have thought, around the three roles. And even Palmer could come in into that to make it a four. So I think we're anticipating the Foden's either going to play left and share that with Grealish, or he's going to rotate in that role and on the right with Mahrez. We don't really know. Right? It could be that Mahrez looks locked in for most games and Foden's just going to rotate with Grealish. So in which case, Mahrez is a better option, I think. So right now, we don't know enough to commit to Foden. We might do within three or four game weeks, and that's when we can bring him in, I think. Bring him into our thinking.
I think there's so many players I'd rather have at 8 million than Foden.
Yeah. At the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. He could definitely be a factor. At Hound on a Score of Justice, we've answered his question about James, I think, but what about Aronson to end the podcast? Like Aronson at Leeds, you like it?
I like him, yeah, I do. I think he's one that, he could be a really good signing for them. And he's playing in the 10. He's playing in the Pablo Hernandez role. And he looks a good creative player. Doubts about whether he's got the physicality to cope, but he looks like he's doing all right pre-season. He's looking lively. I think they've got a good player there. Paid a fortune for him, so he should be. Someone Jesse Marsh knows very well. I think at 5'5", he could be someone who emerges. Yeah, so he's one to watch out for. I'm not sure I'd move straight away. I mean, unless I was a Leeds fan, I wouldn't move straight away. Even if I was a Leeds fan, I probably wouldn't, but you know, it's like me and Lingard, isn't it? Like, you want to get the player in for your team. So yeah, I really like him. I think he's definitely one to watch.
I don't.
Okay. Fair enough.
Not so much. I mean, he's a 5'5 midfielder, and you know, other than Neto, I don't think there is a huge amount of option, but if I'm being completely honest, I can't see Leeds being a factor for us.
Do you trust Leeds under Marsh?
Not at all. Not at all. And losing Phillips is absolutely huge for them. Again, they can all change around, but the thing is their good fixtures are early. So they'll need to show stuff really quickly for us to consider him. Otherwise it's going to be too late and then their fixtures turn and you're not going to get him. So I think probably less of an impact for us. But yeah, one to look out for. Interesting signing.
Yeah, I mean, Bamford's got to be scoring goals for Aronson to be a factor, I think. And we don't know if that's going to happen. I like Bamford as a player, but has he recovered fully from the injury? Is he going to break down again?
The interesting thing would be if Aronson does get something in game week one, and then, you know, then you've got Southampton, Brighton, Everton, Brentford, Forest all on the horizon. And you know, we could see people moving from Neto if he blanks, for example, or you know, maybe even a Martinelli if he's rotated. He could become a factor quite quickly. My point is, he's going to have to be a factor quickly for us to go there. Awesome. That's it.
Okay. Bye. Marvellous.
2 hours 16, even though we thought this would be about an hour. Sounds about right, doesn't it?
Yeah. That's fine. I'll edit my cough out and edit that section where I wasn't going to go Salah, so I can go Salah and then pretend that never happened.
I don't think the chat's going to let you forget it. They weren't too happy. My camera was all right at the end as well. It stopped cutting out.
Yeah, it's all fine. It's getting warm in here, though, that's for sure. So we better end it at that point. Just to you to do the likes and...
Yeah, we've done a couple of these so far, but we'll do one final plug. Thank you, everyone, for watching. I will just put the Fest graphic up because that is happening. Oh, there is no Fest graphic. The Fest graphic hasn't come up. Oh, no.
Oh, there you go. Oh, well. Talk about Fest instead. I'll be at Fest revealing my game week one lineup and revealing I haven't got Salah live in front of a few hundred FPL managers who will no doubt be laughing at me. So that's probably worth turning
that's
up
nice.
For, isn't it?
Definitely worth it. But it's going to be a great night. I'm going to be there as well. Loads of people who you'll know, Focal, I think, is going, Raptor. You know, lots of the big YouTubers will all be there as well. So yeah, it should be a good laugh. Sorry, the graphic isn't there. I thought it would be there, but it wasn't.
It's under, you've got to move it down on that. Never mind. Right. I'll just, technicalities of OBS.
I'll just blame you.
But it's 5th of August in Waterloo in London. Tickets available. Just Google Fantasy Football Fest. You'll find a website address. It's £20 and it's going to be fun.
Doors open at 4 PM next Friday. Can't wait.
Indeed.
And the final thing is we've said it a few times, but make sure you smash the like button if you haven't already. 529 likes, 1,200 people watching. We really appreciate it. Really appreciate all your comments and support and everything. And we're looking forward to the season getting started, or at least Mark is, until Salah gets a hat trick in game week one.
What have I done?
What have you done? It's locked. There's no going back now.
No. It's good night for me.
Good night, everybody. See you next week.
Podcast Network.